From Shaw and Partners, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
Hey, how about these numbers? We're back, baby.
We're back. Well, we're into the second half of the year, too. Offshore markets, they're sort of closing out the quarter. Hey, looks like we're going to have the best quarter for US share markets in 6 years. And I saw a note this morning, Mike, that's calculated there's been $8 trillion US dollars added to the value of the S&P 500. So global equity is place to be. Let's mark the start of the second half of the year, though, by talking about the ANZ business outlook. Now, Mike, I want you to cast your mind back to the beginning of this year, you know, the first quarter. Do you remember the data was looking good?
Yeah.
Momentum seemed to be sort of building. We could be back there again. We could be there because certainly some data series are starting to move in the right direction. Headline business confidence jumped 27 points to plus 37. Expected own activity also lifted 11 points. There's a telling statistic here, though, in there. Reported past activity, the real stuff, that fell from 14.8 to 9.0. So the animal spirits have stirred, even though actual activity hasn't responded yet. But expectations are now very much improved. And to really fill the cups of the habitually positive glass half full crowd, the inflation indicators were softer as well, as were cost and pricing indications coming down. There was even a lift in the residential construction index. That went from 11.8 to 25. Now, a couple of important details here. Most of the survey responses came in before the sharp fall in oil prices. So people were anticipating the fall. Optimism was improving ahead of that. A couple of interesting sort of tidbits of information there as well. Large firms seem to be having an easier time over the past year than small, medium businesses. You got higher reported activity from the larger businesses. And there was also some reported inbound freight disruption across a range of sectors. Now, that's not good. It's not as bad as the COVID disruptions, but it was an unwelcome, particularly for New Zealand, fallout of the Middle East conflict. Mike, final comment. I think the lift in activity indicators ahead of the sharp fall in oil prices is a strong suggestion. We've got the ability to rebound quickly. We just need the price of petrol at the pump to be lower.
We're on our way. China, they're back-ish, sort of?
Yeah, back-ish, you know, encouraging. As ever, Mike, I try and keep everyone updated on the important data out of China. Last week, we talked about global PMIs, purchasing manager indexes, the important barometer of economic, you know, fortunes in various economies. Yesterday, China released their official PMIs for June. Now, the official manufacturing PMI edged up to 50.3 in June from 50.0, so it shifted into expansionary mode. Yes, just, but the number was above expectations. Non-manufacturing PMI also lifted to 50.2, marginally higher than May. The composite index was at 50.6. If you delve into the details, Mike, there's evidential support. There's strong demand there for the Chinese exports, but you've got continued subdued domestic demand. So you've got this two-speed economy, exports good versus weak domestic demand. The mix is interesting, Mike. There's real presence in there now of the high-end manufacturing in China. It's not low-value stuff anymore, it's high-value stuff. Mike, yesterday I attended a summit, a renminbi summit. It was held by the local New Zealand branch of the Bank of China. And those themes that were evident in the PMI, they were discussed in depth. So there was a high range of important people there from China, from the embassy, from the consulate general. This real emphasis on the increasing global usage of renminbi, more penetration into global capital markets. There's a real trend to watch there. Very strong commitment to New Zealand was evident. There was even an announcement yesterday, Mike, that the Bank of China and NZX, which is the Smarts, the funds management arm, they're launching at some point a couple of products on the NZX that allow New Zealanders to invest directly into China companies by way of a New Zealand ETF. That's quite exciting. I'll keep you posted for when those things come to market.
Please do. Real quick, are those numbers in the States overnight, so the jolts look all right to me and the consumer confidence looks okay as well?
Yeah. Confidence down a little bit.
Was it down? I thought it was up. I read it as up.
Oh gosh. Now, here we go. Am I in the wrong?
I had it at 91 too.
Did you?
Okay. Well, let's not argue about it.
I can tell you that the jolts, was slight. There were more job openings.
So 7.6.
Kind of mixed, but actually it's still proving, both of those numbers together are proving that the US economy is resilient, Mike. Looks pretty good.
That's exactly what we want. What are the numbers?
Yep. Well, it's all good. All good on this front. Everything is up here. The Dow Jones is up just over 0.25%, 141 points, 52,324. The S&P 500 up 54 points, 0.75%, 7,494. The NASDAQ up 368 points, 1.43%, 26,188. FTSE 100, small gain, 10,497. The Nikkei up 0.86%, over 70,000 there, 70,062. The Shanghai Composite up 0.5%, 4,094. The Aussies yesterday lost 0.5%, down 45 points, 8,778. And the NZX 50, we were up 76 points yesterday, that's 0.56%, 13,621. One Kiwi dollar, slightly stronger this morning, 0.5677 against the US, 0.8205 against the Aussie, 0.4971 euro, 0.4282 against the pound, 92.28 Japanese yen. Gold just holding above the 4,000 mark, 4,031. Brent crude not coming down, not going up, steady as she goes, $72.94.
Yeah, have a good one, mate. Andrew Kelleher, Shaw and Partners.